welcome back to the Beast Games Podcast. And after the snap, some things happened. And one of those things was that Marvel decided to show another Spider-Man Far From Home trailer with a little bit more about the plot points of the story. So if you haven't seen Infinity War and Endgame, you probably don't want to see this movie. And Keith, what did you think of the Spider-Man Far From Home trailer?
Just a little context. I wasn't expecting any of the information we got. Thought the trailer was pretty good, better than the last one. For those who've seen Avengers Endgame, this is spoilers for anybody who hasn't seen it, but it's the biggest reveal for me. It looks like it's queuing up for Phase 4. They haven't talked much about Phase 4, but this one gave a huge, what I think was a pretty big glimpse of what Phase 4 is going to be all about, the multiverse. Apparently, the Thanos snap caused the universe to be splintered into a multiverse, or it caused portals to the multiverse on Earth.
Or the other thing is could be that Mysterio is lying about all of that.
Yeah.
But Nick Fury seems to be somewhat convinced, at least in the trailer.
Yeah, the big thing about Mysterio is that he's basically a trickster. So there could be that they're just leading us down a path where Peter Parker is befriending Mysterio. Even from the first trailer, it looked like Mysterio was the good guy.
Marvel has been doing that. Same thing with Doctor Strange, that Mordo is technically a villain for Doctor Strange. And I mean, the movie somewhat tries to set that up, but they are working together throughout the whole movie up until the very, very end. Mysterio is supposed to be the bad guy, but now you get the sympathetic version of Mysterio that, well, I was brought to this world and I'm trying to stop things from affecting this world. And that's how you turn him into a hero.
Then the Skrulls, Captain Marvel, that's a huge one. Skrulls, one of the big bads of the Marvel Universe and turn out to be refugees. My hope is that this isn't a bait and switch to try and keep things hidden for the big twist. I'm hoping they just go a traditional route, follow along with how it kind of feels like the story is going to go. A lot of people have wondered what are they going to do with the Fox franchises, how they're going to bring about the X-Men universe in and of itself is big enough. And the MCU survived just as well without mutants in it. With them talking about bringing Namor out and the whole Inhuman plan went by the wayside.
Yeah, so pretty much. Rather than making Namor enhanced. Like all that stuff.
They're going cosmic with the Eternals, Captain Marvel. But I mean, one big way for them to go big is, of course, cosmic, is to bring in the Fantastic Four, to bring in, as Matt was, it's been clamoring for, the Silver Surfer, Galactus, the whole shebang.
Marvel is looking at the long game as far as how things were strategically placed, because when it was first put out, everyone's like, why are they putting a Spider-Man trailer out there? I mean, Endgame hasn't been released. And then now everything's starting to come together. And maybe they've had this planned a long time.
But if they do go the multiverse route,
they have a lot of options. So is there a world where Hawkeye died instead of Black Widow?
Oh, God. Here we go.
So Black Widow is still rolling with Nick Fury. And or Tony Stark. If you take that route, Tony Stark technically could still be alive in an alternate universe.
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to go...
Not that. I would say they would keep the multiverse, but everyone in Endgame, Captain America, Tony Stark, Black Widow, the fates haven't changed for them.
Pretty much. If that does come about, then that can easily encompass the remainder of the movies, I think. That much potential.
The standard, whatever you want to call it, 616 universe for anything Earth-based. Most of the Avengers, and then you have Spider-Man. And that is really it, because it seems like everything else is Guardians of the Galaxy, Captain Marvel. At that point, you're in space.
It's a plausible way of merging the established universes. They don't even have to merge with the same actors. And then there's a talk about the Avengers versus X-Men, which makes sense now if you've got different universes colliding. You've got mutants on one Earth going against the Avengers on this Earth for whatever reason. Yeah, but the minute they kicked in the multiverse thing, they didn't just throw that out there, just throw it out there, because they could have just left that alone. There was a comic book, like the Ultimate Universe of comic books, Ultimate Spider-Man, the Mysterio that was in the Ultimate Spider-Man turned out was from the 616 universe. So they did a story already with Spider-Man, like pretty similar to that, where Mysterio goes over to the Ultimate Universe.
Do you think that it's possible for Marvel to do a reimagining of the Inhumans, because it was originally supposed to be a movie that they then turned into a TV show that did not work out well.
I think the original concept of the Inhumans was flawed. Everyone realized that the reason they did the Inhumans because they couldn't do mutants. And while the Inhumans were popular in the comic book for the most part, they actually didn't have a very popular comic book line. Didn't make that many ways. Granted, the characters were sort of iconic in their way, but I just don't see them having that big of an impact. It would explain certain things. For instance, the Inhuman storyline and the mutant storylines be that the Kree had experimented on humans, and that's where the random superpowers come from on Earth. The genetic-based superpowers come from on Earth. But I think at this point, it would be oversaturation. And again, the Inhumans didn't have a huge presence in the Marvel Universe. Not like the Avengers, not like the X-Men. He wasn't a murderous villain. He was more or less...
I mean, he's a B-tier Spider-Man villain.
Yeah.
People know who he is. Out of Spider-Man villains, Goblin, Venom, those are the upper echelon characters.
But you know what? Leave it up to Marvel to go ahead and take a C-rated character and make them amazing. Look at Iron Man. Comic book-wise, no one really cared about him. But now, that dude is the MCU.
I think it was like around the time of Civil War, a little bit before then, he started really coming to his own. I'm hoping that it's not that the whole multiverse thing isn't just something.
It's just not a MacGuffin, basically. It's not just a plot point that doesn't mean anything in the long run. That they're chasing around this whole thing about multiverses and portals opening up, other elements coming from different universes, and then all of a sudden it's just like, fooled you. Again, with that, it kind of reminds me of the Skrulls in Captain Marvel.
I think they're going to end up being bad somewhere down the line, man.
I didn't like that happening in Captain Marvel because it really made all the characters weak. Walls being pulled over your eyes, and that's the whole point of the movie. And then your empowerment moment.
But do you think it's because they're setting up for something bigger?
They had possibilities, but that first movie is not good. I intend to see the next movie. I believe the next movie will be better than the first movie because they can't put out that garbage again.
It'll probably have better implications.
A better story. Just a better story overall. Because they can't.
Eternals will be in it. I'm pretty sure some form of them will be in it, and they'll probably have someone else come in.
Well, they might play them for a joke like they did the Skrulls. Never know.
I can see them evolving the storyline. Maybe not the character, but the storyline.